the Factories Corporation of Jamaica is undertaking several major development projects in St. Thomas, geared at generating jobs and stimulating economic growth. Chairman of the Factories Corporation of Jamaica, Mr. Littleton Shirley, shed some light on these developments in a recent interview with Ian Boyd. We bring you an excerpt of that interview.
We believe having, following the mandate of the Prime Minister to look at St. Thomas, to ensure that job creation becomes a focal part of where we go with St. Thomas, that we went there, we listened to the people, we understood their cry, we listened to their demand in terms of why. Yeah. Why St. Thomas has been forgotten? Yeah. Why is it we can't have a good university? Yeah. Why we can't have jobs? Why we can't have good courthouse? Yeah. Why we names go on? Yes. And after listening to them, it came and I fed back all this information to the Prime Minister. Mm-hmm. We sat and we discussed and we conceptualized what would be best to answer those cries. Mm-hmm. And the concept of a new urban center came into play.
Okay.
We sat on it. We brought in a design engineer. Okay. We sat with our board, we sat with management, we had discussions. We put together all these ideas, sat mm-hmm. down, and then conceptualized how do you transcend yes. from dormancy mm-hmm. to a breath of fresh air,
yes.
which the town was asking for. And the fusion of government agencies with private sector mm-hmm. businesses that would balance each other. Because where government agencies are, you have workers.
Mm-hmm.
These workers are consumers, so they would benefit private sector enterprises. So it was not a major mm-hmm. concept that you couldn't figure out. And therefore, how do you structure them? How do you create an environment that would allow for all these activities, a one-stop shop, so to speak, with all the government agencies on the one to create greater efficiencies? How do you fuse that together with a private sector entity meeting demand of what the private sector mm-hmm. were asking? Why is it there's not a fast food chain in St. Thomas that is, you know?
Yes.
Why is it there's not a proper supermarket? Why is it the big boys are not out there mm-hmm. creating jobs, creating opportunities? Mm-hmm. At the same time, we were very concerned that when you relocate these activities from the old town, that the town would not become ruined, that we would create breathing space for the town, but still keep the town alive.
Yes,
and therefore, the concept was to, once you do that transition, it was displacement with replacement mm-hmm. concurrently.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get that old town functional? And the concept was to create a heritage town out of it.
Oh.
The government will have to come up with concept how to give incentives for people to reinvest into Old Town, uh-huh. create the space that the Old Town was crying that they didn't have,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
create a tourism impact. And once you create that with the new highway, I mean, let's talk about that down the road, but once you create that concept of facilitating business, then you create the conduit in which people will go to that location.
Yeah.
And that's when the highway concept would facilitate that conduit.
Yeah.
And when you look at all the other activities that would take place within the couple miles from where the Port Royal, the new airport that's going to be expanded,
mm-hmm.
a new port at Port Royal, the highway is going to open up all the necessary investment,
yes.
tourism, hotels,
yes.
Private sector business, shortest distance between downtown.
So it's a new day for St. Thomas.
It's going to be a game changer. Opportunities,
yeah.
Mass movement of persons going through the town. But most importantly, fulfilling the people of St. Thomas' expectation that jobs will be created for them.
Yes.
Chairman of the Factories Corporation of Jamaica, Mr. Littleton Shirley, in a recent interview with Ian Boyd.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.